Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You heard in the gospel today a dishonest man who used debt forgiveness to make friends. The man was in trouble. He had just been caught wasting his master's possessions and now was being called on the carpet to give an account of his management. Rather than deny, and rather than fleeing the country, he turned towards slashing the debts owed to his master. Therefore, the master was flush with wealth that he might not otherwise have collected. And the manager now had friends who were happy that they had to pay less than what they owed. Some would call this a win-win. Debt forgiveness saved his hide. Now, he's not commended for being dishonest, but he's also not condemned for slashing his master's debtor's debts. The manager, you might say, found a loophole, and this loophole is the gospel. Jesus used this dishonest manager's story to shame dishonest Pharisees who were lovers of money and woefully short of showing mercy. If only they, and if only people in our day, knew and understood and put to practice the power of mercy, the power of debt forgiveness. It wouldn't work with Dave Ramsey, but it does work with God and with us. It worked for a dishonest manager in Jesus' story, and how much more will it work for dishonest Pharisees if they would have done it, and for dishonest persons in our day, and we of all people are the people who show up in this house to admit every week our regular turns into dishonesty. We are sinners. We too have put the love of money above the power to show mercy. The love of showing mercy to others. Love of our own versus love and sacrifice for someone else. Will we find a loophole? The way out of the mess of our own making? We should see the treasure that this story offers us. That is the treasure of forgiveness as something that will please our master and help us make friends for eternity. The forgiveness we are authorized to give is only because debts are owed to our master who art in heaven. In other words, it's not true that forgiveness always originates with us. In fact, it never does. Originally, forgiveness is something that is all about God and his creatures. We are just the managers, the people who should be ones dealing with the debt forgiveness and the debts owed to God. We all work with borrowed capital, you might say. Even sins against us are ultimately sins against God because he sets the standard of what is right and what is wrong. And God takes personally every violation of wrong or right. So also, the forgiveness we grant is not ours. It's ultimately God's who says, I am merciful. I will forgive their sins. It is ultimately not us, but God who deals with the problem of sin and debt. He himself pays the price for every sin, for those who repent and turn to God's mercy, and those who receive that mercy incarnate in the man, Jesus Christ. Those who believe in the cross of Christ and the power of the open tomb, the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ as the payment for every sin and every debt. God sent Jesus. In a sense, Jesus is the loophole of God's grace that all of us need. God enabled this loophole for sinners who find it in order to save their own hide. Yet anyone who's ever experienced the mercy of God, the forgiveness that he gives to unworthy people like us, knows the power that has to change people like us. We may have at first approached it for our own good, but later on you grow in that forgiveness and love and you realize that it really was a purpose for someone else, that you will now be a manager for God in forgiving someone else to redeem others for God's sake so that his heaven might be full of repentant sinners, people that belong to God by grace and mercy through the Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's God's pay-it-forward gift. You might put it that way. He wants us to be shrewd managers for him in dealings with our day-to-day beloved brothers and sisters and people that we meet. He wants us to be shrewd managers, not in dishonesty, but in the integrity of our callings. How, in your calling in life, can you act shrewdly to show God's abundant mercy for those who sin against you? As it might be a way of posing the question offered by today's text. Some will hear this message today, the message of Jesus as the loophole, and hear this story of the parable being told of a dishonest man and what he did to save his own hide. And they'll do like the Pharisees did. They'll ridicule Jesus, and they may even ridicule you. God's just going to forgive the sin just like that, and it's gone? He's not going to expect payment at all? That's ridiculous. That's not how the world works. Right. That's how God works. His kingdom is not of this world. Grace is not something that is by nature. It belongs to the Spirit of God. And it's a gift to you, you who have ears to hear and believe it. So the Pharisees, they can ridicule Jesus. They can toss him aside and say, this guy knows nothing about Dave Ramsey and the principles of how money really works and how every debt must be paid. Or he can look at Jesus who says, every debt is paid. Not by gold or silver, but with my holy, precious blood and my innocent suffering and death. That you may be God's own and live under him in his kingdom and have everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. This is most certainly true. It's not we who justify ourselves, as we heard in the text today, but God who justifies us, knowing all hearts, those who believe and act mercifully versus those who remain dishonest, lovers of money more than mercy, lovers of glory and pleasure more than life. Let he who has ears to hear, let him hear of the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.